Columbus Day has come to symbolize the arrival of Christopher Columbus in what is known as the New World. Of course, for the indigenous people who already lived in North and South America, they thought Columbus came from the New World. It's all a matter of perspective. Same is true with music.
From my personal point of view, I love old stuff from Brazilian from the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s.
Brazilian musician Moreno Veloso. Put aside for a moment the modern artifact of cell phone interference on top of an old Brazilian folk guitar progression. Follow the musical breadcrumbs back, and this tune from Moreno Veloso's new solo album, Coisa Boa, has its roots in really old stuff. Amazonian traditional music, indigenous music, which meant a lot to Moreno and lots of musicians in Brazil.
And I heard a lot of this stuff. Not only me, my father also loved. Cassim also loved, Pedro Sá also. So we used to hear the songs, the old songs together. And of course, we love the new stuff. We have our heroes here. We love what is going on right now. But we also hear a lot of old stuff.
As a 41-year-old Moreno has matured as a musician, two forces have been at work. By working with more spare arrangements than he has in the past, you know, these folkloric Brazilian sounds, Moreno Veloso is carving out his own identity and establishing himself as more than just his father's son. And that is no small thing. After all, in Brazil, Father Caetano Veloso is a beloved composer and singer and former political activist. He's a legend for many Brazilians. He was the creator of the sound known as tropicalismo, and he was its intellectual consciousness.
Deusa da linda na proa, levanta uma tocha na mão.
That was Caetano Veloso from a 1997 recording. Now check this out. Here's Moreno Veloso singing a track from his new album, Coisa Boa.
Se eu mandar meu coração pra te buscar numa canção.
I think it's a natural thing when you're in the same family. Sometimes the voice is kind of close to the timbre and stuff. But I also learned how to sing with my father.
Coisa Boa is Moreno Veloso's first album in 13 years, and clearly he's gotten more comfortable in the recording studio, trying to rely less on technology, letting the songs speak for themselves.
I'm a little less shy now than I was, and I am a little less experimental in this album. I think I'm trying to do the songs as they appear to me rather than try new stuff on it.
A singer from Japan, whom Moreno has known for several years, benefited from this newfound focus. Takako Minikawa is her name, and her voice meshes beautifully with Moreno's.
We admire each other. We were trying to do something very special together, and I think we did it.
That's Brazil's Moreno Veloso and Japan's Takako Minikawa singing together on Moreno's new album, Coisa Boa. Coisa Boa, by the way, means a good thing in Portuguese, so we leave you today with this good thing, another track by Moreno Veloso. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman.